Episode 421, May 6th, 2019.
I'm touching myself.
Are you a big Divinyls fan?
This is the Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you punk?
The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Robin Joe Show. We've made it to May, the month. The wedding month, Joe.
Yeah, it's the, is it three, what's today, the 6th? Is that right?
Yeah.
I leave on the 29th, 23 days, so 3 weeks and 2 days I leave.
I know it's the 6th because yesterday was Cinco de Mayo and Chris Restivo had a sombrero.
Yeah, I saw that. Hey, you know what I've done now the last 2 days? You know what I've done? In preparation for the wedding.
Push-ups?
No.
Suntan?
Yes, I've tanned.
Okay. You mean at a salon, not outside.
Yeah. Do you see any color?
I do. I think I see a little bit.
How long do you think I go in there for?
10 minutes, 15.
5 minutes.
Wow. Quick.
And then, yeah, I go in five. This time I went in five. I think I'll just do five, a couple more fives, maybe then jump it up to a six.
Okay.
I'll burn and then I won't be able to do anything.
Are you going naked or?
Yeah.
Completely naked.
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
I don't know. I just always just wore boxer shorts or something.
No, I got the stand up too.
Yeah, I do the stand up. Yeah.
When we went to Cancun.
Why wouldn't you? Because your dick could get sunburnt. That's why you wouldn't.
We went to Cancun in, I guess, 2006, 2007. Is that when it was when we went
Sounds
together?
Sounds about right.
And I remember Mickey Coachella said, he goes, you're going to want to tan before you go to the equator. And it made sense. So I did. But I gave myself a lot more than the amount of time that I'm having right now. Mm-hmm. But I tanned like almost every day. Just by the way, I live 3 miles away from the tanning place. I'm in there for 5 minutes. It takes, you know, round trips 15 minutes to do the whole thing. But that's one thing I remembered. My dick and balls were tan.
Okay.
I had a tan, probably my butthole too.
Well, I don't know. How are you standing? Are you spreading?
That's right. I spread my cheeks open.
Okay, but you're not going to be doing any nude sunbathing.
No, but I mean, I guess I am going to be having sexual intercourse with my new bride. I'd like to be, you know, I'd like to be tan all the way around, right?
No, do you want that area highlighted?
Well, that would be ghostly white.
Yes. Do you, Marcus? Do you ever tan nude? Do you ever do that? Seems like something you would do.
I have done it once. I won't do it again.
What do you mean? Why? Did something bad happen?
I had a little bit of a sunburn on my ass, so it made it very difficult to sit down.
Swear to God, that's happened to me before.
Yeah, you don't want that.
It's happened. I remember I was going to Planet Fitness, and they have tanning. By the way, never go to Planet Fitness. It's to try to get out of it, to try to end the membership.
Yeah.
It's a very, very difficult process. But anyway, I can't remember how long I went in there, but I didn't know. So I was a novice. I probably went there for 10 minutes, and my ass was so burnt.
You don't want that. That's a bad place.
Two things. First of all, I put on no lotion, which can't be good. I'm probably supposed to put on lotion.
I think so, yeah.
But they try to sell you lotion. It's like $80 a bottle.
Yeah, you go on Amazon first.
So I'm like, fuck that. I'm not doing that. Then I don't put those things on my eyes. I just keep my eyes closed.
Interesting.
So,
are you listening to music, podcasts?
That's the second thing. So, she told me the first day, here's how you change the channels, but I couldn't figure out. So, I go in. Now, I only in there for 5 minutes, so I heard two songs. The first song was It's I don't know the name of it. That's How You Remind Me. That's the name of the song by Nickelback. That's the first song it's in, right?
Oh, good start.
The next song is Higher by Creed. It's like the two shittiest bands. That's who is playing. And I kind of dug it, actually, if I'm being honest.
Not good for you. I did the morning show today, 98 Rock. Got a text from Hannah, the new producer, last night. Got to go in, nice 2 hours sleep, then took a nice long nap today. So my sleeping schedule is all crazy.
Are you going to be able to sleep tonight?
Yeah, I just take melatonin.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That gives me a headache.
It works me to sleep.
How often do you take it? Every night?
Not every night, but I didn't take it last night because I was about to get right back up. But,
right.
Most of the time, yeah.
That's the thing. When I take it, which I haven't in several years, mm-hmm. I'm groggy.
No, I like it. See, I my mind is always thinking, and if I lie in bed and I'm not ready to instantly go to sleep, my mind will just race and I'll just...
Worrying?
There's some worry, yeah.
Now, you might not disclose, but what are you worrying about? What is a Rob Mayer? What are your concerns?
My immediate, financial relationship, my calendar looks thin. It looks really good, potentially, come August, but getting to August is problematic.
I gotcha. And then there's a money issue when that happens, right?
Yeah, you know, there's all these irons in the fire that, you know, what if they don't pan out? And, you know, it's, you know, I'm at the examining my life part of my life.
Well, let me know. I'll hire you. Get you a job.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also have, even the thought of teaching driving class, I start to just feel
panic.
Ill. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, how much will they have to pay me to do it again?
Yes.
That's a lot.
You wouldn't do it for the same price?
Oh, hell no. Well, by the end, it had gotten, because you would get paid by number of
people,
students that
yeah.
showed up, and those numbers were way down. So I was getting half of what I was making at the peak anyways.
So you're like, this isn't good. Well, I wonder why there's more competitive. People just were competitive. People realize what a money grab it was.
Maybe I did such a horrible job of teaching the class that people stopped recommending it. I mean,
yeah, I doubt that's it. You know, it's weird. My son...
We didn't cheat, basically, is what happened, I think. We wouldn't let people out early and stuff like that.
When my son James went to driving school, mm-hmm. that is such a fucking racket. I guess you get certified, and it's an ungodly amount of money.
Driver's ed.
And you have to take it. Yeah, you know, I took driver's ed in school. I assume you did as well.
No, I didn't. But,
well, those days are over. You can't do it. And you have to take this class. I'm sure that you can wait till you're 21 and you don't have to take the class. But if you're 16 or 17, you have to take this class. It costs some fucking ridiculous amount of money. I walked into where the class was. It was just some fucking shithole. You just buy, 20 desks and...
Yeah.
20 folding chairs, and you get certified, and you just fucking make bank. It was rolling these people over week after week.
Yeah, I took it in the summer in Annapolis. That's where I was living at the time, and I'm pretty sure we cheated on the exam. Whoever was, because we were grading each other's exams. We all just hooked each other up.
Well, that's the other thing. If you're the teacher, you don't fucking care.
No, you don't care.
You want to meet the requirements.
Of course.
But you're not trying to make sure these guys can drive when you're done, do you?
No. No, you think people are... Is this an old man thing to say people drive worse now? I'm not sure that's true.
I've been historically a bad driver, so it's nearly not any place for me to...
Right.
How many times do you think I hit the rumble strip a week? What's your guess?
15.
Yeah, that's probably a good guess.
Wow.
Probably was going to say 10, so let me be honest. Probably 10 times I hit the rumble strip. Katie has... She goes in a...
She still has a rental.
She has a rental.
It's taking so long.
Yeah, there was some issue with the part. The car's ready. She's getting it, I think, on Wednesday. Doesn't matter. So the car she's driving now, which I don't know what it is, but it's the biggest car I've ever seen.
Massive.
And if you...
It's an Armada, I think it's called.
That's it. And before you turn, before you change lanes, it lights up like you can't change lanes right now. There's a little light that lets you know you can't. And then...
That's cool.
If you get too close to, like, the line, it goes... Bup, 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 bup. You can't... I need that.
Well, so in your next car, that's going to be... Well, that's pretty standard now for any decent car, right?
Yeah, I drove it the other day to
dude,
go. Just,
it was constantly beeping and blinking.
Dude, I was stressed. I was stressed. You know, I mean, there's a couple places I have to turn. I probably was in no condition to be driving. I was very tired, I would say, right? And but I was only going less than a mile. You know where the Chick-fil-A is? I was going to that gas station just to pick up two drinks for us for our, you know.
Easy.
And I try to do only parking lots so I wouldn't have to be out, you know, in the regular. I didn't like driving. It's too big.
I like the idea of being in a bigger car, but I'm not, you know, I'm used to driving sedans.
Well, remember when Robbie looked at my garage and goes, you can't fit two cars in there. Do you remember that?
I do.
Well,
it's the first thing he said when he saw the house.
That's correct. It was the first thing he said. If one of our cars was that Armada, he's right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
We only have one car in the garage right now because of the Armada. But it's called an Armada.
Yeah. I drove 8 hours round trip to do a gig Friday night there and back.
Where was it?
It's a place called Franklin, Virginia. It's like an hour from...
It was like in the middle
like
of Virginia?
Virginia Beach.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. It was like 3.5-4 hours.
Hope it paid well.
It was okay. Again, my calendar's thin, so I have to take things. But, I mean, I could have stayed the night.
But then you're breaking even to do the gig, basically.
Well, no. They put you up.
Oh, I gotcha.
But it was an Airbnb with, like, some other guy, the other comic. And I'm like, I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm going to be up till 2. I could just be driving home. This isn't like a party town where I could be going out and doing something. I'd just be sitting there. Not driving home.
Were you the headliner or the feature?
Headliner.
So, and the feature stayed there too?
Yes.
If the feature was a great guy, would you have stayed?
No.
What would have to have happened for, I guess you would have gotten drunk to stay.
Yeah, but this is like, I mean, this wasn't really that scenario. Like, it was the Comedy Zone booked it. I'm trying to get in with them, so I definitely wasn't going to be getting drunk
gotcha.
At the show.
Was it crowded?
It was a fair amount of people. Right. And then afterwards, everything's closed at 11. This isn't like a town where you do things. It's a small town. So in order to get drunk, I would have to have went and bought alcohol and then go to this Airbnb. The guy that owns it's probably there.
They didn't
just sit there and drink.
They didn't have a TGI Fridays.
Which seems like an alcoholic thing to do.
In town. Yeah,
no.
You're right.
So I would have to plan that. And so I'm not planning ahead. I'm not buying liquor to just sit there. I can just drive home.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I had a hit for the psycho. I referred to what I thought was a husband and wife. They were a father-daughter.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Then I called this woman white. She's Hispanic.
Okay, bad.
Then there was a table of four. There's two tables of four. One I'd referenced earlier was a guy and all girls. And then I saw another one. I was like, oh, it's another table. Oh, sir, you have another bunch of women. That was a woman, the sir. They're all women.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I blamed it.
Those are just the three things you did.
Yeah.
I'm going to rank them.
Okay. And I blamed it on the post because there was a post in my way. But then I saw her afterwards and it was how she looks. Yeah.
So... There's a lot matters. The worst would be misgendering somebody because that, I think, is the most offensive of them if she identified as a woman.
I have every reason to believe that she... Well, I don't have every reason. I have no reason to believe she didn't.
So that's the worst.
Yes.
Second would be the father-daughter.
Yes.
Not... But that's a reasonable thing. Clearly, people... By the way, nobody's ever said that to Katie and I, which is dumb because clearly...
Yeah.
I'm old. I'm 20. I could have had a kid at 20 years old.
You could have, yeah.
And then they came out at 21, and next thing you know...
It's possible.
Yeah, so that's possible, but that hasn't happened. And then I guess the easiest one is if you mistake somebody for white who's Hispanic.
Which I didn't even know until she came up to me afterwards and said that. She wasn't mad about it, but... But no, I don't think anyone knew other than people at that table that I was wrong.
Was that girl mad? The woman that...
Or
did you go up and go, hey, sorry, the lights and blah, 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 and then as you looked at it, it looked like Brienne of Tarth?
Well, no, I literally said it in the middle of the show. I said, oh, you're a woman. Whoops, that was a mistake. Okay, I'm doing really well here. And I made fun of it, but no, I never said anything afterwards.
Oh, that reminds me.
But there was a woman, because I probably got a little dirtier than maybe that they had wanted me to. Not the audience, the booker,
club.
The club.
Right.
And this woman comes up to me And first of all, a woman's trying to buy my shirt. There's another woman that was with her that I had referenced earlier. I kept calling her the mayor of the town, but you run everything. You host the Tupperware parties. You know, all, you know, if someone's lawn isn't right, you let, you know, you're that woman. And she says to the woman, you can't ever wear that shirt. She says, but I want it. I'm like, lady, why are you trying to talk me out of a sale here? Okay. Just let her give me $20.
Oh, so somebody's trying to buy the shirt and she was shitting on the idea of buying that shirt because right. It's not wearable.
Yes. And I'm like, I'm right here as you're trying to. And then she goes, you know, you were, it was funny, but it was, some of that was iffy. I was like, what do you mean? You were,
same lady?
Yeah. You were crossing, you know, getting for this town. That was a little iffy.
I go, were you okay, like, were well, you offended?
I said, well, did you have a good time? She goes, yeah. I said, well, when the shit hits the fan, you can stand up for me. You run the town. So, but yeah. Why are you telling me that?
So I've told this story before. The show that we're doing Memorial Day, the show we're doing the weekend before Memorial Day at Magoobies, we did last year. And I featured for Justin Schlegel and
comedy the
MC.
Show.
Right. And then the MC was Eric Woodworth. And there was a lady in the audience, and I said, hey, is there anybody single? And this lady said, I am. And I go, oh, you're single? She goes, yeah, my husband died. Okay. So that happened.
Yeah.
Now, my neighbors had a party, and they were the ones who, it was their friend.
Okay.
And let's just say I was tired again, okay, like I was when
yes,
I drove the car.
Gotcha.
So I was tired. So I went to this party, and that lady was there. Okay. So we start talking.
This is recent. She was. Yeah.
This was a day ago.
Okay.
Yeah. 2 days ago, Saturday. Uh-huh. So I start telling, I don't remember what happened. She was telling the story, and this other girl who was with her goes, oh, they brought you on stage? And she goes, oh, no, he was the comedian. And I go, yeah. And I start telling the story. And I realized during the story, I was going to have to say that she said her husband was dead.
You're an idiot.
And I just kept going. Somehow I pulled it off. I don't know how I did, but she goes, oh, my husband died. And I immediately went like, yeah, I thought she was trying to challenge me to see if I could handle it, which I couldn't, you know, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, in the middle of it, I realized, hey, I probably shouldn't be telling this story, but I managed to do it. Yeah, that's the same neighbor that told me my garage was open, and then I shit on him, and then it got awkward. Right, he's cool. I like him a lot.
Didn't we play poker with him?
We played poker with him recently.
Nice guy.
But so this is kind of weird. So I go, we go to his party, but we only go for a very brief period of time because we're going to a play that somebody in the murder mystery was in, which I'll tell you about too. So the play's at 5:00, which is fucking really annoying. Okay. So, whatever, I committed to going, and I love Sean Gabbert, so I'm like, well, let's support him.
The play called?
It was called I Hate Hamlet.
Okay.
Okay? And it was written probably by somebody that had never written a play before or since, whatever. Doesn't matter. Sean did a great job, but the play itself is just a fucking train wreck.
Is he the lead?
He was the lead, thank God, right? So, anyway, so we go, all right, well, we'll just come back. Right? The party's still going to be going on, I assume, right? It's only going to be like 7:00 or whatever. And I noticed he was drinking like bourbon. And he was going pretty hard. When I talked to him.
Who was?
Our guy, my neighbor.
Okay, gotcha.
And I said, how many of those have you had? He said, I had 4.
Good for him.
Okay, now the glasses were about, what is that, about 5 inches tall. And they were about that big around. Now, I'm not a bourbon drinker, but, you know, 4 of those.
That's a lot. Yeah.
That's a lot of bourbon, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, well, I'll text you when we get back. You know how it'll say whether or not somebody read it?
Yeah.
So I said, hey, you guys still going? It was like 7:30. I never heard from him until the next day. He's like, I can't even move today. So obviously he got himself in a bad way, yeah, and we ended up not hanging out with him.
Let's take a break. I want to come back and talk more about this play because it doesn't sound like something that Joe would do. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Hi, this is radio personality and morning show host Justin Schlegel back to tell you about the newest interactive, hilarious whodunit from Die Laughing Productions, Hit Me 90s One More Time. In this show, I really get to stretch my acting chops. I play a radio personality. This time, we're taking you back to the 1990s. You're at a radio station promotional event where listeners battle it out for the hottest concert tickets of the year, Ace of Base. Everything goes smoothly and no one dies. Not Actually, some unlucky person will not just be losing their religion, but meeting their fate. And Top Market DJ Slater in the Morning, that's me, must solve the murder. Hit Me 90s One More Time also stars two princes, Mr. Jones, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions comedians, and most importantly, you, the audience. Come celebrate the 90s with us, for all we really want to do is have some fun, jump around, and help you get through this semi-charm kind of life. Don't miss Hit Me 90s One More Time. Eat, drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Next performance, May 25th at Magoobie's Joke House, Timonium. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
How many people does this venue seat at this play? The I Hate Hamlet play. Where is it? In Washington, D.C.?
It was in Washington, D.C. at the United Methodist Church.
Okay.
Or the National Methodist Church or something like that. It's obviously a
classic venue.
It looks like a, you know, the building looks like it's from the 1400s or something. You know, something ridiculous. I'm exaggerating, obviously, since, you know, 1776. But whatever, it's old. Anyway, so we're there, and it probably seats about, if it was packed, it would have seated maybe 60 or 70. There's about 40 people there.
Okay. Do they serve refreshments?
Okay. So they said they were having refreshments at the intermission.
All right.
And this play is on a stage like you'd see in like a high school gymnasium.
Uh-huh.
And it's about an hour long, the first act.
Wow.
And I'm sure you can imagine. And it's also a horrible play. So Sean, it's not Sean's great. He's only reading the lines they're giving to him. Nothing
is
making...
He's not reading them. It's not our murder mystery.
Right. Nothing is making sense. Yeah. I'm telling you, our fucking murder mystery reads like Inception compared to this fucking thing, right? It's... You couldn't tell. He hated Hamlet, but then he insisted on doing it, and then a ghost came, and he's telling the ghost he doesn't want to do it. He's telling his agent he can only... It's none of it. I'm telling you, it makes no fucking sense at all.
So it takes place in today's times.
That's weird you say that. I couldn't tell based on the clothing they were wearing, because some of it was modern. I don't know.
So you have no idea what time period we were in.
I don't know what time period we're in. It made no sense. It made no sense, right?
And there's no microphones. They're just talking loudly.
Yeah, why? If they had a microphone, we'd be blown away. There's only four rows of seats or whatever, right? Katie was the youngest person there. The second youngest person was me. By the way, these people knew to laugh at the exact... If we took our murder mystery there, they'd be dead. They would die.
There sound cues?
There was, and they were missing them. Like, one of them popped a bottle of champagne, and it popped incorrectly. I mean, yeah, every sound cue was fucking missed.
Right. Was John Coulter on sound?
That play takes place in modern times, by the way.
Do you know it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the playhouse here, near me, they performed it recently. I have to agree, not the greatest written play ever, but I got the play. Obviously, you missed it, so...
No, I got it. What's not to understand? I mean,
you just said you didn't understand any of it.
Well, meaning it. Okay, it didn't make sense. That's what I'm going to say.
You followed what they were saying.
Yes, of course. There was literally conflicting. What this guy was struggling with, he would struggle with something different with each character. It made no sense.
Right.
Okay. So it's not a matter of me getting it. It's a matter of the writer not understanding the way to, you know, take a thread through a story, okay? But whatever. Doesn't matter.
So how many lines does Sean have?
Sean has the most lines. He probably saw 100 lines.
Well, then I'm going to demand that he memorize more stuff for
Sean murder memorizes mystery. His stuff.
I'm going to give him more lines.
Good idea. No, Sean memorized. Matter of fact, it's so funny. When I went in, I knew, before I walked in, I knew this is going to be smaller than a high school. I mean, it's going to be nothing. There's going to be nobody there. Because the lady who took my ticket goes, "Oh, are you here to see somebody?" I go, "Yeah, we're friends with Sean." She goes, "Oh, he has a lot of lines." Well, you don't usually hear that from the person at the box office, right? So anyway, so now it's the end. And by the way, that's a lot to watch that for an hour.
Yeah.
And then knowing there's another hour in it, right? That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
So we go back, and here's what they had for snacks. They had a bowl of Skittles. A bowl.
You mean just Skittles, like out in the open?
That's right.
You scoop them.
There wasn't even a there wasn't a thing for you.
You're supposed to grab. Put your hand in there.
That's correct.
Your dirty hand.
That's right. I'm pretty sure Katie might remember, but I'm pretty sure that
Is it free?
It's free, okay. Yeah. Well, it's not free. It was $20 to see the show. We paid $40 to see that thing. Anyway.
That's what our murder mystery costs.
There's another bowl. Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that. I'm like, we're not charging enough, right? Our murder mystery is clearly better than this. So there's also a bowl of M&Ms.
Okay. Peanut or plain?
Plain.
Ah.
And they're pastel colored, so they're clearly left over from Easter.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
There's a bowl of pretzels.
What's the point?
There's a bowl of nuts, mixed nuts.
Why don't they just sell bags of chips?
Say that again?
Why don't they just sell candy and bags of chips?
There's a...
Marcus said, welcome to community theater.
There's a cheese tray. You can pick up slices of different slices of cheese, but it's not like, you know, Munster and Gouda and Gorgonzola. It's like, you know, Colby Jack, you know, Pepper Jack, American, you know what's on there, right?
Will Something. Mike Chamberlain be upset that you've seen this play and not in one of his works, Robbie?
Yeah, he would be a little bit hurt.
Well, tell him he's right. He deserves it. No, this is me supporting. By the way, I'm better friends with Sean than I'm with Mike Chamberlain.
Really? I thought you guys were close.
Yeah. But no, I would. And here's what I said to Katie. I go, let me tell you something. Before we go here, this is going to be fun. We're going to really enjoy this. And I was fucking dead wrong.
Why did you think? I mean, were you on your phone the whole time?
No, because it was dark. Yeah, we were shitting on it a little bit. But here's the thing. I thought it'd be funny to support Sean, but also see this, what I thought was going to be a train wreck, but it was fucking...
You thought it was going to be like an hour long.
Dude, it was 2 hours long, and it was fucking... It's like watching Lord of the Rings, but all three back to back.
Did you consider leaving at intermission?
So, that's funny you say that, because... What am I saying? It's like Lord of the Rings, Academy Award winning film.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
I meant it was long.
Right.
Anyway, so.
It was like if Lord of the Rings was that long, but not good.
So Katie's like, should we leave? I go, no, we're not going to leave. We are here to support Sean. We're going to support him. But you know that girl that used to work at the Improv who used to be roommates with Sean?
Cassie? Or,
is that her name?
Or no, Melba?
That's it.
Yeah.
She was there.
Yeah.
And guess what happened at fucking intermission?
She left. Good for you.
She fucking rolled. Yes. Even she's like, look, I love Sean, but this is fun. I can't take this. It was, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty horrible. And at the end, everybody comes out to, you know, get their bow or get their, you know, there's only six characters. So out comes, you know, but God, it made no sense. There was it used to be on a TV show. Now he's getting ready to sign up to do Hamlet, and now he's living in the actor John Barrymore's old house.
Mm-hmm.
So his real estate agent is the one, she's there saying, oh, well, isn't this place wonderful? I was like, didn't you fucking know who shows up? And that they don't know what a place looks like? And the love interest, they've never fucked. That's the storyline.
Did you say this to Sean afterwards?
No, a recap? No. And they've never fucked, but he's trying to woo her through Hamlet.
Right.
And he's turning down a $3 million television show
this
deal.
This is Sean turning this down?
Yes, to do Hamlet so he can bang this girl who happens to live with him. I mean, it's just a fucking ridiculous.
So it's a romance at heart.
And there was another lady, and he had like two agents. I couldn't even fucking figure out who was doing what.
Would you hire any of these people for a murder
mystery? No, I would not. Other than Sean Gabbert.
Right.
I would not hire any of them. But anyway, they all walked out to take their bow and people were applauding. And when Sean walked out, Katie and I stood up and started applauding and screaming. By the way, it was very noticeable because there was only about 35 people in there. And he looked right at us. He pointed at us. And then we fucking rolled. And I said, hey, we had to go to a Triple Crown party, which we ended up not going to because the guy passed out. Yeah.
Well, Tawan and I went to, there's this new music venue right in Columbia called The Soundry, which is, we've been in there before just to look at it. It's super cool. Very nice. And we decided to go down there. And there's two people we'd never heard of. It was a singer, guitarist, and a drummer. And it was fantastic, actually. They were really good. You texted, like, who the fuck are these people? I'm like, I don't know. But they're
okay.
They have credits. They're not like... Okay. They're not the cast of I Hate Hamlet.
I understand what you're saying, but you didn't know what I Hate. And by the way, if you had already known that another, if Marcus said, oh yeah, a theater up here did I Hate Hamlet, wouldn't you be under the impression that it's a good play? And then our friend is in it. So you understand before.
But I'm not naturally interested in plays.
Well, are you interested in music you've never heard before by people who've never sung it before, that you've never heard of?
Yeah, I'm interested in live music, yes.
Well, that's you're looking at things revisionist.
They're all covers, by the way, too.
Oh, well, that matters.
Yeah. Now, they're not, they're like.
But hold on, let me ask you this. Because he's characterizing it as a play, but technically it is a farce. But if it's not done well, it feels like a play, and that's what makes it bad. But if it's done like a farce, then the timing, the pace of it all is much faster. It's much better. And it's still not the best written farce, but it can be done much better. And I'm sure that you had the same experience I did when I saw it locally. Just the cast could not pull off the speed and pace of that particular farce.
Well, let me say it felt like a fucking farce.
You'd have had a better time at the Soundry is what I'm saying, Joe. I also want to try to book comedy and the murder mystery there, but that's me always thinking.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. I'll go to the fucking Soundry. But look, it's nothing to do with Sean, who's great. He's great in our murder mystery. He's never let us down. He's a friend, so I went there to support him. His play just happened to suck. It's not, has no reflection on him.
Well, he wasn't selling it hard to us.
He even said, this is the worst thing I've ever done. And then,
well, I don't know if we should say that out loud. I mean,
well, I mean, it's, I think it's okay. Maybe it's
get
over
him in trouble.
Well, so. With how much trouble is he? He can't be. Look, if you do the math, the amount 20
well,
times
Marcus would know what people use
20 times 35. There's six people in the cast. He's not making a lot of. And there were sound people. Yeah, we're good. He's not making a ton of money doing this.
Is this a free thing usually, Marcus? The actors
in community theater. It is. Yeah, yeah. They're all going to be volunteers.
I can't imagine. I mean, maybe he gets paid for this. I don't know.
I don't know. I doubt it. Robbie, did you do anything exciting on your weekend?
I caught up on Game of Thrones.
That's true. Are we talking about Game of Thrones? Are we going to be that show that does that, that talks about the same thing that everyone talks about?
I mean, maybe we'll have a take that nobody else has. We had some.
Probably not.
No. Let me ask this. We'll ask this. If you were an odds maker, actually, we can look.
There are odds. Yeah.
Who sits on the Iron Throne? Is that
yeah.
the...
Yeah.
So the lowest odds would be Cersei, correct?
I mean, of people the main that would, people,
unless
yes.
there's a field.
Yeah, yeah.
So Cersei would be the lowest because here's the thing: they're not going to pull Sopranos. They're not. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do something, you know, in spite
Leave it
of
open-ended.
They're not, or in spite of right. I have a feeling there's been enough carnage. I think they're going to want to leave the audience satisfied.
Do you predict that you will be satisfied? You not satisfied. You will have a high opinion of how it wraps up, meaning a B plus or better.
Well, I will. Robbie won't.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how in which go around? How do you rate the first 4 episodes of this shortened 6 episode season?
Nothing's blown me away.
Right.
I've enjoyed everything. So I'd say, you know, B. I've enjoyed
On a scale of 1 to 10, you said B.
8.5.
That sounds like an A to me.
No, 85 is definitely a B. Yeah. So okay. Here we go. Oh, Tyrion is plus 850.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, is chat shitting on us for talking about this?
I don't know. I haven't looked yet. Hold on. Let's take a look.
How many characters... If Gramps watched every episode of Game of Thrones, how many characters could he name at the end?
I'll bet he can't name one character right now.
Is he watching it? Oh, he is watching.
He is watching
You're
it.
Okay, ask
Wait
him.
A second. I have some insight on that because I asked him.
Okay.
He's watched every season. He doesn't have HBO right now. He's not watching it.
Okay, we don't want to spoil it for him.
Could he name... Hey, we asked him this before, and he said... He didn't say the Mother of Dragons. He said something else, like, you know, the Woman of Dragons. Something yeah. that didn't... He said the Queen of
yes,
Dragons.
But we need a name, not a dragon nickname.
I don't think he can do it.
No, I don't think he can either.
Isn't her name Mother of Dragon?
I said I made the same joke. Yeah, Gramps just said he couldn't name anyone.
Tommy made the joke Jon Snow is the cousin of dragons.
That's pretty good. Awesome. Hey, I just did Laugh Finder, by the way. And
I had to go to the DC Improv open mic and talk to Matt Brown, who said that he saw you there. I was like, you did this show without even telling me.
Well, okay. So somebody was supposed
Laugh
to
do... Finder is Tommy Simbazo's podcast. Eric Whitworth also on the show.
And they play, they don't play Dungeons and Dragons. They play a game that's like Dungeons and Dragons called Pathfinder.
Yes.
And it's called Laugh Finder. And it, I will say, if you're not a fan of the game, it's a hard listen after the introductions.
But the introductions are long.
The introductions are long. They usually tell a few stories. And then they play such a little amount of the game.
Right.
Like one thing happens and then the show's over. I'm like, how the fuck do they ever get through this? But they said, hey, Joe, we had a falling out. Will you do it? And these are my boys and I love them. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. So I go to Magoobies, which you probably know. I work in Lanham, Maryland, and it's about an hour and a half to get there or whatever. And I get there, and it starts at 7.
So they're setting up shop at Magoobies Joke House.
At 7. It doesn't start at 7. They probably start at 7:30. We then record a show, which is over an hour long, and then they're like, all right, let's take a break. They have another show.
Because you do two episodes in one sitting.
I was there till 11:30 recording this.
Will you listen to this, Robbie?
Probably not. Oh,
so man. The last time I was on, I thought there were too many voices.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, all right, I'm not going to try to weasel in. I'm just going to play the game. And I played the game and I got compliments on how good I was at playing the game. But the truth is that I'm not there to play the game. I'm there to be funny.
Yeah.
And I felt like I didn't do a great job. So this time I tried particularly hard to be funny and not quite as hard at the game.
So you came out swinging with the jokes.
I definitely did. And of course, remember, there's two shows. So since I didn't know about the second show, you know, I exhausted every single thing that I had.
Oh, you shot your load.
But I felt like I had some good stuff for the second one, too. So I'm pretty happy with myself, yeah.
Were there still too many voices?
I mean, here's the way. I'm going to tell them, and they would say something they already know. By the way, I like everybody there. I like them all. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's a clear, look, you and I, we run a murder mystery, and we give out responsibilities based on aptitude.
Yes.
Right? So obviously, Justin Schlegel and Eric and Tommy, they're going to have most of the comedic heavy lifting because they're really, really good at that kind of stuff,
yes.
Right? So, but it's difficult when you have a table full of comics and you say, all right, well, let's make sure that, you know, Tommy has the most to say, Eric has the second most. You know, it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
But if they did know their own limitations, they could make that show a lot better. Does that make sense? If, you know, if they said, all right, Tommy, you're 40%, you know, Eric, you're 30%, and the remaining 30% is split amongst the others. It's not like they're not funny, but...
But don't you need X amount of people to play this game?
Well, that's the thing, right? But, you know, listen, the Fonz had the most lines in Happy Days. You know, they didn't give the most lines to Ralph Mouth. You know what I mean?
That's Skew Young with that reference.
Yeah.
That's good.
You follow what I'm saying?
I mean, do
you
follow what you're saying.
There's a place to go that leads to success. And when you have, Tommy should have the majority of the lines. Mm-hmm. Eric should be, they should have the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I went down, I recorded the DC Improv podcast. Chris White reached out to me about talking about the murder mystery and, you know, how it started and the evolution of it. That's the word. They'll probably post it closer to our date there. July 21st is when we're back there. But once that's out, I'll give it. I'll let everybody know. And I definitely mentioned that you're involved. Yes.
Oh, good. Well, you know, if you're talking about the evolution, you have to. Unless, you know,
yes.
If you leave me out of that yeah. Then it's too noticeable.
Right.
By the way, here's another story about my neighbor. Okay. So, as you know, Scott Apple's daughter is named Finley. What's the middle name? It's like
Tart.
It's not Tart, that's what I said, but
Cooper.
The middle name is like, you know, it's someone's last name. I don't know what it doesn't matter. Right?
Robinson.
And I'm more for comedic effect saying it's a horrible name, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm never teed something up for you in the manner that I'm about to. The guy, my
it's
neighbor
Finley Corbin.
Finley Corbin is the name of the is Scott Apple's kid. Finley Corbin Apple.
God.
My neighbor has a daughter. The day we went to that party at their house, it was her birthday. They threw a birthday party for her. What's her name?
Finley.
That's correct. It's Finley. So I don't hate the name Finley. I love the name Finley. I was just really more making fun of Scott Apple. So
well done.
It's funny, real quick. I said to him, I go, listen, I know a guy. He's the worst person alive.
Yeah.
His name is Scott Apple. Guess what his daughter's name is? And he said, what? I said, it's Finley. So I had to let him know.
You didn't have to let him know.
The spawn of Satan himself.
Is he listening, your neighbor? Is he not a listener?
I don't know. I mean, what? He could be. He's a 98 Rock fan. He knows. Oh, maybe he is.
Maybe he heard me today. Yeah.
Yeah, but the point is that that's not a horrible name. It's a good name.
Actually, I like the name Finley. It's the Corbin part.
The Corbin I could do without.
So it's a girl, and her middle name's Corbin.
Yeah, Corbin isn't even, that's the last name of someone on L.A. Law. That's not a name.
It's Corbin Burnson.
That's what I'm saying. Corbin Burnson.
That was his first name.
Oh, first name. Sorry, that's what I meant. And that's clearly a man.
Yes.
What are the odds that my neighbor's daughter's middle name is also Corbin? Probably not, right?
What's more likely, it's Corbin or Restivo?
Corbin is much more likely.
Finley Restivo. I don't know his last name.
Hey, one other thing, and then we'll take a break.
Thank God.
We still got a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Back to my neighbor. So his wife, who's awesome, got us a wedding gift. Isn't that nice?
Oh, wow.
Okay. So.
Oh, wait. Am I supposed to do that?
Get me a wedding gift?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You spent a lot of money. I don't need a wedding gift from you.
No, wait a minute. What's the etiquette there?
The etiquette is clearly, the etiquette is that, yes, you would get me a wedding gift.
On a destination wedding?
But you don't need to get me a, we're registered, of course. But listen, I'm dead serious.
I didn't think that was a thing.
No.
I thought you're paying to come to the wedding.
Fair
That's
enough. You've spent plenty of money.
No, I'm not saying.
I don't need a wedding gift.
No, I know you don't need one.
By the way, it's very.
I assumed that the etiquette, what there wasn't. I actually have told a joke that was the punchline, that they also registered. Because it was so unbelievable that people would say, yeah, spend money to come to our wedding and
but
then
also
buy
give
us
me a
toaster
mixer. Yeah, yeah, right, yes.
But you're saying that is real.
That's a real thing. Benchwarmer in chat says, yes, you definitely get me a gift. Oh, Joe also owes you a gift. Hey, Matt Colby, I already gave him his fucking gift.
Yeah,
but
very, very beautiful.
Anyway, so my neighbor, who again, as you know,
why
is drunk.
So mad at him.
He says to me, he goes, hey, Matt Colby says, how can you know so little about weddings? Anyway, he says, hey, I just want to prepare you. My wife got you guys a wedding gift. I'm like, well, how do I prepare for that? Why did you ruin the surprise? But he said that to me as I was just walking my dog. Then me and Katie comes over and he prepares her.
Well, that's because in case you want to do you do thank you notes and stuff and cards and just to be prepared.
No.
I don't know.
She handed it to us. So he said, hey, I want to prepare you. She got you a gift. And then we walked upstairs and she handed us a gift.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, what's the prep? No, the gift.
I like the prep because then I can act happy and surprised.
Well, how would you have acted if you would have, what are you, you're not retarded.
I would act like, oh, fuck, a gift. I don't want it.
You would say that.
No, but I would have to, in the moment, not act that way.
No,
so if I, no, I'm on his side. Because I would want to know, now I can, oh, wow, that's so sweet of you. As opposed to just having to make that up.
Yeah, that's
on
a pretty.
Because I wouldn't want a gift. Because now I feel like now we have a gift-giving relationship. Do I have to, it just.
Hey, that's funny you say that because, God, I got a lot of more stories than I thought about this neighbor's party. So Katie says, oh, fuck, we probably should have. We brought a bottle of wine, but she goes, oh, shit, we probably should have gotten this little kid a gift, which we didn't. So she said, tell them I left it at home.
Oh,
I go, well, we live 100 yards away.
Is that her yelling?
Hold
Katie?
On. Hey, Katie. So it probably is. So I'm like.
Yes. Okay. Katie's upset.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So she.
Yeah.
So
you're
she goes.
Ruining my social scene.
She goes. Tell them I left it at home. And I go. Well, hold on. Well, it's out now. I go. How the hell would I tell them? Let's take a break. I'll tell the story on the other
All
side.
Right,
of
be right back.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded Sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob looped... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
And now back to the Robin Joe Show.
Oh, Katie's hunched over right now in pain.
Oh, I'm so mad.
But you understand that I can't. If I said that, they'd be like, well.
No, because now they think I'm a liar.
Well, you were lying. I mean, I don't know how to.
Well, that's the whole point of a lie is to get away with it.
to represent it as the truth.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
No, well, I understand
listen,
that.
Listen, if
but we
would have
gotten caught.
Okay,
we didn't do that.
If we didn't have to go to that play, first of all, amazing job, Sean. Great play.
We already told him. I already told him it was horrible.
That's a different take than what Joe
I
had.
Really, actually really enjoyed it.
Okay.
If it wasn't for that play, we could have gone to the party late and gone out and gotten a gift, but we were on a time crunch.
It's more believable that...
Believable, that's the truth.
Hold on. It's more believable that you got her a gift and left it at the house and you enjoyed that play. That's more believable.
Okay.
But the point is that that's going to come across as a lie if we say, oh, we forgot the gift. We would just walk back...
Yes.
15 feet.
Yeah, and get,
right,
they,
exactly.
get the gift.
You didn't drive... Yeah.
We just look like lazy pieces
yeah.
of shit.
Oh, it's 18 feet away. So, okay. When do you open this gift? The wedding gift.
When it wasn't wrapped.
Okay.
We just handed it to
but
us.
If it was wrapped, is that do you open it right away?
Right away, yeah.
I probably
would
have said, do you want us to open it right
yeah.
now?
Well, no, because the reason people like her, who's such a generous person, that she likes to watch people open their gifts. So you know that about her, so you want to do it so you can see the joy of her giving the gift.
Yeah. Do you want to know what it was?
All right. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I mean, you got to guess between.
It was the perfect.
Well, look, I gotta guide you a little bit. It's okay. Something that you'd find in a kitchen.
Okay. Is it? Is it some sort of wine glasses or something?
You're close. You drink something out of it.
Okay. So it's some sort of pitcher of.
That's right. It's a pitcher.
That no, was your second guess.
There, yeah.
Well, you were, shot glasses? I mean,
you took such. You were so. You honed in on the first guess.
You're literally. It's literally 18 inches from you.
And then you went with the
coffee mugs.
Yeah, that say yes. Bride and groom. Which,
gotcha.
By the way, yeah. is a cute and adorable yes. gift.
Adorable.
But
gift.
How often? I mean, we can't use them 10 years from now.
Sure.
Why
you can.
Not? You have one from your previous marriage downstairs.
I do.
It says Mr.
Oh, you're right.
Obviously, she has misses.
I forgot about that. I do.
Yeah, let's
so you
should go break that.
You're over here saying
that.
We can't drink it the day after the wedding, but you're still
She's
drinking
still
out
your...
of your ex-wife. Yes.
But I was saying that because, you know, bride and groom is specific to that, the time that you get married.
She's
but
always your bride.
I'm still Mr.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you're right. Do you want me to get rid of that
no,
mug?
No, no. I didn't say it because it bothered me. I said it because you had contradicted yourself.
Every time I drink out of that mug, I cry.
So, to Matt Colby, I know that people you get registered at a wedding. I just didn't know at a destination wedding because I didn't think people were flying, you know, gifts on a plane and then putting them out somewhere.
No, no,
you
no. You don't do that.
No, you okay. don't do that.
No, you mail them to the house.
Okay. Well, I'm not mailing anything. Where are you registered at?
But you're not, Rob. You don't have to get us a gift. You don't. You've done.
I know I don't have to. But it sounds it. Who's going to be? Who at the wedding will give
you
a gift?
What?
Every person who got invited will likely give us a gift.
Well, then I'm going to get a gift too.
Yeah, but you've also spent a lot of money.
Yeah, I've gotten a gift from like 75% of the people. Everyone who got invited and can't go has sent a gift.
They have?
Just about. Yeah.
You already have them?
Yeah, in one way or another. Because there's also like the honey funds where instead of getting a gift and having it shipped, you can give like an Airbnb gift card and things like that.
Are there things at the resort that you can pay towards the honeymoon?
Yeah.
Activities?
That's yes. It's,
I like those
it's
things.
It's on the website on the invitation.
Because I want... was I supposed to mail that back?
Did you not? Are you serious? You did not mail it back, did you?
Mail what back?
Pretty sure.
The RSVP.
But like, yeah, but he doesn't need to mail
yes,
it back.
Yes, everybody needs to mail it back.
Okay.
Everybody.
I don't
But
think
you don't
that
need to now because I know you're coming.
Yeah, Rob's a lot different than other people. He's here every Monday. We've been talking about the wedding.
He's here every
deal.
Monday and can't just bring the RSVP with him.
That's true.
No, I'm not saying it's not.
I'm bringing it. I'm coming.
Let me ask you this.
I verbally gave it to you.
What purpose does the RSVP serve for Rob?
It's an organizational purpose for me.
Understood.
It's not anything else but the the etiquette of, hey, I'm coming, here's your RSVP, because it matches up perfectly. But you're right, Rob doesn't really count. Because
I only screw you if I don't show up. Not if I say I'm not and then I show up.
You're right, but what I do is I count all the people that are coming and not coming, and then I have to find the delta of who's missing to go see if they're coming. But you're right. You don't count because clearly you're coming.
Hey, if you didn't show up, I just grab somebody else out of the audience.
I mean, if he didn't show up, there'd be something happening, and that would be bad.
Right.
Hey, that's a good question. Okay. Day before the wedding. I'm sorry, day before we leave, Rob dies.
Jeez.
No, we don't go.
We don't?
No. I don't think we go. No.
You just don't have a good time.
No.
I wish Rob was here.
No, I think we don't go. That's
Rob, if you die, I'm still going to Mexico.
I think we go.
I don't. No, we don't go. Because if Rob dies, something horrible happened. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's decapitated?
Like, we're trying to figure out what the fuck killed Rob. That's what...
Okay.
Rob could
dark.
Have a heart attack. Rob car could accident. Get into a car accident. Rob could be electrocuted. Rob could have a brain tumor.
Yeah, but...
Or what do you call it? Aneurysm. You know, people die suddenly. It happens.
What if I'm arrested for murder?
Oh, we go.
Okay. Hey, then, yeah. I'd be like, first thing I'd be like, did you do it?
What if I'm arrested for murder of Justin Schlegel? A dear friend of yours.
God. Yeah, no. First of all, I'd be fucking furious.
Because now you're not going. Attempted murder of Justin. He's not dead.
Oh, he's not dead?
But he's in the hospital. But
is
he's not
he
dead.
On life support?
No, he's going to be okay.
Oh, if he's going to be okay, then we go and we come back immediately and go to the hospital.
Okay.
No, I was saying, if you killed Justin, I'd be fucking furious because that would really make the murder mystery hard. Yes. If you and Justin were dead.
You know what? Shout out to Justin, though. His cat died.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And... very, very
sorry,
sad.
Justin.
We should write a murder mystery in honor of his cat.
Math too soon, probably.
Yeah. We'll
I think he would like it.
Put that on the list.
I'm going to agree to disagree.
Okay.
Like that.
Here's a less dark question, but more practical. And obviously I could die, but what is there a quality of a gig that could be offered to me that I could take and cancel?
Jesus.
There is, obviously.
I don't know. That's a question for you, not us.
Well, no, where you would be like, dude, Rob, I get it. You're getting paid $50,000 to do one scene in a movie. Like
Okay.
Yeah, no, if you did that, I swear we'd make it work. Katie would be more upset than I would, but there are things that would be life-changing that I would have to understand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be angry. I would be sad.
Okay.
Does that make sense? But is it worth $50,000 for me to be sad? Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes, gotcha.
But I would be sad.
I told this on the bonus show, but I want you to know that I chose our wedding over something, a career choice. Just so you'll know that
honeymoon.
If that's on the table, I choose our honeymoon. I can't elaborate because it's on the bonus show, but I'll tell you after.
Yeah, what could happen to Joe that could allow him to cut the honeymoon short? Not emergency family-wise. I mean positive career-wise. Or is there no such thing?
Not much.
I don't know if that's a possibility financially at this point.
Well, what if somebody said, hey, there's a job. It pays $200,000 a year, but you have to start June 1st.
Yeah, I guess I'd do it.
I already said no. Not that it's $200,000 a year, but...
I think you'd say yes to that. You're talking about your life ahead of you. It's talking about over life. You're over your working career together.
I'm telling you, I would say no.
Okay. But
I would need to know...
It's not $200,000 a year, $200,000 every year. So it's just...
I understand that, but I would need to know that an employer wasn't so unsympathetic to what's going on in my life that they would ask me to miss my honeymoon. I would need to know that.
Okay.
So that would be important to me.
Could I quit my job?
Yeah, she gets to quit her job.
Well, what would you quit your job for?
Because you're making $200,000 a year. Plus murder mystery and comedy.
Are you making $200,000 a year?
In the scenario I just built, I am.
And you get to party in Cancun a week without Joe. You get to stay.
Yeah, you're still going.
Well, why would she leave?
That's true.
Yeah,
it's already paid for.
No,
you can't get out of it.
Stay by myself.
Well, no, you invite somebody.
Would you take somebody with you? I hope it's a girl.
You already paid for the room. You probably can't get out of it.
No, I definitely can't get out of it. No, I don't know. I'm kind of like blindsided.
You'd be celebrating that you're quitting your job.
I don't know if this is a real scenario or
it's not.
It's not a real scenario.
Okay, so I'm upset about nothing.
Yeah, now okay. She's upset.
Cool, because I'm actually physically, emotionally upset right now.
Well, you can. Are you as upset about this as you were thrilled when you
like
saw Sean's play?
I feel like you're telling me. I feel like you're telling me that you were offered this ridiculous job.
No, it wasn't.
No,
was not offered anything. And there's no reason to think that if he was to be offered anything in the near future, that it would conflict with your honeymoon.
Okay.
Silence. You don't take over at this point.
It's okay, Katie. So now I want to go pull up your registry. I want to see what the options are.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Why don't we get the chat? Are they going to buy stuff?
Laughing at you for thinking I know how to pull up our registry.
Yeah, is anyone...
Why don't you type it into chat?
Are going to buy
What's
buy
Matt
us a Colby going to
How do I pull up our registry?
Go to www.thenot.com.
K-N-O-T.
K-N-O-T. And then you look us up via our names.
Find a couple. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First, is it my name or your name?
It'll be both. It should ask for both names, probably. You can put in my last name and it'll find it faster.
I'll just do your last name.
Yeah,
all right.
My last name.
And the month and year we're getting married?
Yeah.
Oh, this should be pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, guys.
Fiveplatedclothing.com.
Oh, I need characters.
Redirected you.
Are you in here as Katie or Caitlin?
Probably Katie. I don't know.
Oh, you're in this. I just typed Caitlin. There you are. Oh, there we are. All right.
Is that the right one?
Yeah, it sure is. Joe Robinson, is that me? Our registry. Pottery Barn, geez, snobby.
Okay.
No, wait, that's not right.
That's not?
That's not. There's another Caitlin Bush
and Joe Robinson.
Yeah, no, that's not the right one.
What do you mean?
Okay, listen, look at me. Okay. Our registry.
No, that's not right,
huh? That's not it?
I promise it's not.
You made two?
Yeah.
Is he Joseph Robinson and his?
Oh, here we go. I got you. You went, hey, how come you didn't go to the registry?
You go.
Katie and Joe.
There's our picture, too.
All right.
Okay. Can you put that link in chat for people?
Here's a registry. Here we go. Where do you want to go? Amazon, Wayfair, or the newlywed fund? Let's see what's on Amazon.
Amazon's boring.
All right.
I like Wayfair.
Hey, you can get us a gift card.
Wow.
What's this thing right here?
What?
Is that a beige ornament? No.
That's like storage for outside.
That's a fun game.
Hey, we need two swinging chairs.
Those seems expensive.
$80 a piece.
Yeah.
I don't need those. That's fine.
Airbnb.
Does it tell you if someone's already bought it? It doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
It
look,
yeah,
purchased.
It takes everything away. But
Oh, my God. People got a lot of
you
shit for
You shouldn't be
us.
Looking at this. Now you know what you got.
We already had my shower.
Oh, I see. They bought these for the shower. Yeah. Oh, we got this popcorn bowl. We ate popcorn out of it yesterday.
Wow, yeah. Delicious.
Yeah, most people bring...
Holy hell, look at all this stuff.
I know, we
Joe,
unwrapped
you've got
out of
to
it.
Read these things out loud. This is a podcast.
Sorry, guys. All right, so... I mean, I don't know how interesting it is.
Well, then go to something interesting. Get off this page.
All right.
Hey, we got an air fryer.
I can't read any of these. Air fryer, nice. That's good. An air fryer.
Hey, there's not much left.
Go to the newlywed fund or what?
Okay.
What does that mean?
That means you just, if you want to send, you know,
cash,
$20, throw it our way.
I want to buy things on the resort. Can I do that?
What do you mean? It's all inclusive.
You don't pay for snorkeling and shit?
No.
Dolphins, swimming with the dolphins?
Well, yeah, you have to do that, but I'm not going swimming
with
dolphins.
You don't have those things listed?
It's
I'm
cash.
I'm not swimming with Mexican dolphins.
Racist.
Can Robbie like that one? I've swam with Mexican dolphins.
Show title.
I have a picture taken with a Mexican dolphin.
All right, that's
They're
enough.
Not
What'd
the
you say,
same.
Marcus?
They're not the same as the Caribbean ones.
Marcus said show title. All right. Is there a wall? Do we have a border wall in the ocean? Well, that went well. Anyway, that's the show. Sorry, Katie, for giving you a heart attack and ruining your relationship with your neighbors. But hey, you're only going to face a life of this. It's your husband, soon to be.
Upcoming gigs. The only thing I have right now coming up is the 25th because I'm going away to Mexico. So if you want to see Hit Me 90s one more time,
Yeah, two shows. Magoobie's
two
Joke
shows
House.
And Magoobie's Joke House. And I'll be on 98 Rock May 20th, but that's all I got on the books.
I'll be at the DC Improv this Thursday to Sunday with Tommy Davidson. I'll be in Manassas on the 16th at Uptown Alley, DC Improv Lounge on the 17th, Gainesville, Virginia on the 18th.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then, again, May 25th. Magoobie's Joke House. Hit me, 90s, one more time. We'll see you there.
Later.